All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're tackling a pretty big one for all you startups out there. How to choose the right hosting plan. I mean, I think we all know how crucial it is these days to have a strong online presence. So hopefully after today, you can feel confident picking the right hosting fit, without drowning in all the tech talk.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're
Yeah.
talking about the engine that's going to power your growth, right? You don't want to pick something that'll hold you back later on.
Right, for sure. Okay, so before we even start looking at hosting plans, let's just nail down some basics. What kind of traffic do you anticipate? It's fine if it's just a ballpark figure. And what type of website are we talking about? Just a simple landing page or something more complex? Oh, and of course, got to think about the budget too. So thinking about your own startup, where do you land with all that?
I think you really hit the nail on the head there. Those initial questions, they're like your compass, right?
Right.
If you're aiming for high traffic right out the gate, well, that's going to point you in a certain direction. But if you're just launching a basic MVP, your needs are going to be completely different. And then, yeah, the budget always comes into play. It kind of sets the boundaries for what you can even consider.
Yeah, for sure. It's always about finding that balance. All right, so let's jump into the main types of hosting. First up, we've got shared hosting. What's the deal with that?
Okay, so think of shared hosting like a starter apartment for your website. It's pretty affordable to get in, but you're sharing resources like processing power and storage with, a bunch of other websites. The big benefit, obviously the cost, right? Makes it super easy to just, validate your ID and get something basic online. But there's a catch. If another site on your server suddenly gets like a huge traffic spike, your website's performance could tank. So it's really best suited for those simple sites that aren't expecting tons of traffic.
Gotcha. So good for getting off the ground, but maybe not the best long-term solution. All right, next up, we have VPS hosting. I know VPS stands for virtual private server, but what does that actually mean in terms of hosting?
So sticking with our apartment analogy, a VPS is kind of like having your own condo in that same building. You're still sharing that physical server, but you get a guaranteed chunk of the resources. It's like your own dedicated slice of the pie. This means you'll have more control, better performance, and, better security compared to that shared hosting environment. But of course, there's a trade-off. It's going to cost a bit more, and you might need to be a little more comfortable with the technical side of things to manage it. So, I mean, thinking about your startup, if you're expecting steady, moderate growth and you really need that reliability, a VPS could be a good fit.
Makes sense. So more control, better performance, but a little more investment required. Okay, now let's talk about dedicated hosting. I mean, it's got to be called dedicated for a reason, right? Exactly.
Sure.
Dedicated hosting is owning the entire apartment building. You get a whole server all to yourself, which means maximum control over everything. Resources, performance, security, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Now, it's obviously super powerful, but it's also the most expensive option out there. And you're going to have to manage that server yourself, or you'll need to hire someone who can. So, for most startups, especially in those early stages, the cost and the hassle of managing it all just, usually outweighs the benefits.
Right. It's like bringing in a tank to kill a fly. Probably a bit overkill for most new businesses. Okay, and lastly, we have the big buzzword these days, cloud hosting. I feel like everyone's talking about it, but what's the gist? Yeah, cloud hosting is a little different. It's not about physical servers. It's about a whole network of virtual servers. So basically, your website is kind of spread out across this network. Now, the big advantage for startups is scalability. You get this pay-as-you-go model, which is super flexible. So let's say you suddenly get, featured on some massive website and your traffic explodes. Your cloud resources can often scale up automatically to handle it. And you only pay for what you actually use. Pretty neat, right? There are a bunch of different cloud options out there, though, so it's definitely worth doing your research. But if your startup is anticipating that kind of unpredictable growth, that flexibility is super valuable.
Yeah, I can see how that on-demand scaling would be a lifesaver for some businesses. Okay, so we've talked about the different types of hosting, but what are some specific features you should be looking at when you're comparing plans within those categories? I mean, what really matters?
Well, for sure. There's definitely some key things to keep an eye on. So first, you got bandwidth. Think of it like the internet pipe for your website. The more visitors you have and the bigger your files are, like images and videos, the wider that pipe needs to be for everything to run smoothly. Now, you want to estimate your initial needs, but also, build in some room for growth. Then there's storage. That's basically where all your website files live. Nowadays, you really want to look for SSD storage, which stands for solid state drive. It's way faster than that old school HDD, which means your website will load much quicker. Uptime is also huge. I mean, you basically want your website to be up and running all the time, right? Aim for an uptime guarantee of like 99.9% or higher. That'll ensure your site is consistently available. And we talk about scalability, but you also want to look at how easy it is to actually upgrade your resources as you grow. Is it just a click of a button? Or are we talking about a whole website migration? And honestly, don't underestimate the importance of customer support, especially if you're not a tech whiz. Check out their support channels, you know, phone, email, chat, and see what their typical response times are. And finally, take a look at their basic security features, things like SSL certificates. Those are essential.
Wow. Okay. So lots to consider. I mean, based on everything we've talked about, what are like the top three questions you think someone should be asking potential hosting providers, you know, given their own specific needs and startup goals?
All right, top three questions. Number one, how easy is it to upgrade bandwidth and storage? You want that to be as painless as possible.
Yeah.
Number two, are they using SSD storage? That's non-negotiable for speed these days. And number three, what's their uptime guarantees? What does their customer support look like? What about basic security measures? Mm-hmm. You know, don't be afraid to be upfront about your anticipated growth and ask for their recommendations. A good hosting provider will be able to guide you towards the best options for your specific situation.
I love it. Super actionable advice. So I guess the takeaway here is that choosing the right hosting plan isn't just about picking the cheapest option or the one with the most bells and whistles. It's about finding that perfect balance between what your startup needs right now, what you can afford, and what your ambitions are for the future. Don't get bogged down in all the technical jargon. Just focus on how each choice is going to impact your website's performance, how reliable it's going to be, and how easily it can scale with you as you grow.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's like laying the foundation for a house. You want to make sure it's solid from the get-go.
Perfect analogy. And on that note, here's a final thought to leave you with. We all know that as your startup evolves, your hosting needs are probably going to change too. So what can you do now to prepare for that future growth and make those transitions as smooth as possible? You know, maybe familiarize yourself with the basics of website migration or get a better understanding of the different hosting tiers available. Just something to think about. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.